The Guardian.
Hi, I'm Nick Watts. I'm joined now by James Purnell, the Work and Pension Secretary. James is one of those frightening under 40-year-olds who holds a senior cabinet post. Whilst the country spent the weekend enjoying the sunshine, James was beavering away in his study on a speech outlining what Labour needs to do if it's going to win the battle of ideas. James, can you tell us about the speech you've just delivered to the Fabian Society? You said, yes, the local election results were very bad for Labour, but the general election is still not lost.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And the reason I was trying to say that is I think there's a big difference between now and the mid-90s. And that difference is, in the mid-90s, people just gave up on the Tories. They just decided their ideas were wrong. They had the wrong answers for the country. Was actually, when I was talking to people during the election, the questions that they're asking are questions to which Labour has really good answers to. In fact, I would say better answers than the Tories. You know, they're saying, what can you do to help me and my family more? What can you do to give Britain a good economic future? What can you do more for public services? Those are questions which Labour has better answers to than the Tories. And for me, that's the sort of the fundamental reason why we should be confident in fighting back against after the results last week.
And one of the big things you're talking about, and obviously this is in your portfolio, is the battle against child poverty. And in a sense, your line on the Conservatives there is it sort of copycat, but that they won't stump up the cash. They won't fully support tax credits. Tell us about that.
That's right. I mean, you know, the Tories on a whole range of issues now know that there's certain things that they can't say. They can't be against child poverty, so they have to say that they're in favour of it. And, you know, we should welcome that as far as it goes. We should say that shows that, you know, 10 years of Labour government have been successful. They've shifted the ideological centre of gravity. But that's only the first test for the Tories. And the second test is, OK, well, words are easy. Where's the money? You know, spin is easy. Where's your commitment to our targets? And, you know, from now until the general election, we're going to be exposing that gap between warm words and policy, between salesmanship and leadership.
So you're saying the ideas are with us and that we, this Labour government, are willing to put up the money and the substantial ideas. But is this not a change moment? I mean, it was very interesting in The Guardian. Polly Toynbee had a column praising your speech, saying very good, but basically saying this is a change moment and this government looks like a beached whale.
Yeah, I mean, I like one bit of Polly's article more than the other bit. I think she's been too pessimistic on the on that big debate about ideas, because actually I think, you know, the ideas are going in a progressive direction. You look at the election in America, you know, all of the candidates moving in a progressive direction. You look at the debate here, the Tories having to come onto our ground. And, you know, clearly those were, you know, as I said in my speech, it was a grim night, it was a grim weekend. But actually, we need to get up off the floor, we need to fight back, because we have got the ideas on our side. And, you know, that very fact of having shifted the ideological centre of gravity is something that should give us confidence and move on to the next set of ideas, you know, set the Tories a new challenge. And that's exactly what I was trying to do today, talking about, you know, the next steps that we need to take on child poverty.
But doesn't this look like a government that's not really in control? In your speech, you said that Gordon Brown can be proud that his one defining mission is to tackle poverty, is to help the less well off. And yet he abolished the 10p tax rate in his last budget as Chancellor. It hit 5.3 million households and is now hitting the Labour Party.
But actually, that budget also helped the poorest families in society. And, you know, the budgets and pre-budget reports of the last year and a bit will mean another 500,000 children coming out of poverty. So I think, you know, we've accepted that we made a mistake in not sort of acting this year once the economic circumstances have changed to help certain groups. But the fundamental point is all the parties agree the 10p rate had to go. Everyone agrees it was the right thing to do short term to get help to the poorest early on in this government. But actually, tax credits are a much better way of helping people in the long term. So on the ideas, no one's really disagreeing with us. You know, there's been a discussion about the politics of it. But on the ideas, none of the other parties are saying what they would do. And that's because of this fundamental thing, you know, the gap between putting out press releases and doing policy. And on policy, I think the Tories are now going to face a much sterner test than they have in the last few months.
Now, amid that backdrop, how do you feel going into the Crewe and Nantwich by-election 2 weeks on Thursday? 7,000 Labour majority, 165 on the Tories' target list, but the Labour Party looks a bit nervous.
Well, we've got a great candidate. You know, Gwyneth Dunwoodie was one of the great parliamentarians of our era, and you know, the candidate is her daughter, who will be every inch her mother's daughter, and who would be great at representing the people of Crewe and Nantwich. And, you know, as I understand it, the Tories selected their candidate a year ago, and he's not done much. So the choice people face is, you know, a Labour candidate who will be effective in representing them, or someone who won't. And that's going to be the argument we're going to be making.
Now, finally, before you go back to your department, one last question. You used to work in Downing Street with Tony Blair. When you look at David Cameron, do you see the Tony Blair there of the mid-1990s? Very good way of connecting with people, at ease with himself. He looks like a very good Prime Minister in waiting, doesn't he?
He doesn't, actually. And for that very simple point, that what Tony Blair did in the 90s was about transforming our policy so that you could then rebrand the way that it was communicated. And what the Tories have done is learnt one lesson, but not the full one. They've learnt that they need to rebrand themselves, not that they need to change their policies. And that is the chasm in which we're going to try to, you know, place our campaigning in the next few months.
On that note, thank you very much, James Purnell.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.